This is Mr. Candle. I'm sitting here on your bedside table just glowing and wiggling my flame, saying how much I love you, how wonderful you are. Have you been a good girl today?
Yes.
Have you done everything your mommy and daddy asked you to do? Have you really been a good girl? Well, today I was with a couple of kids that were something unusual. And they had names like adults, like Helen and Gertrude. You know, those are adult names. Those are not children's names. But these were children. They were just little ones. And they were both just 3.5 years old. And Helen and Gertrude were home alone, if you can imagine that. Their mommy left them home alone. But she did. She went in the backyard to hang up the laundry, and she left them in the house alone. Well, Helen and Gertrude had seen Mother baking a cake all afternoon. And she put chocolate frosting on the chocolate cake, and then she put all sorts of speckles all over the cake, and it looked so good. And Helen and Gertrude knew that they had to check that cake out to see if it was any good. So Helen and Gertrude climbed up on a chair and got up by the counter where the cake was sitting. And at first they were standing on the same stool, but Helen kept bumping Gertrude and she kept falling off and saying, "I don't like this," and starting to cry. And Helen said, "Don't cry, Mother will come in." And so they put another stool there, and Helen and Gertrude were both standing on the stool looking at that cake. And thinking, now, how could they eat some of that cake and not let anybody know that they did? Well, they figured it out. They figured if they would cut a square in the side and take it out, then they could eat out the inside and put the square back in, and nobody would ever know that they had been at the cake. Well, now, for 3.5-year-old kids, this is pretty intelligent stuff. This is pretty sharp stuff. But they had seen their brother do it. So they had a pretty good idea how to do it. And they learned very fast. So they took the table knife and they cut the cake, not very cleanly cut, but they cut it. And accidentally they cut it on an angle like this here, so the piece slid right out. They had planned to do it a little differently in their minds, but that turned out just perfect. They took that piece out and set it aside. And then Helen and Gertrude were arguing, who's going to get in there first? Well, Gertrude said, "Helen, you get in there first. You're the littlest." Because they're twins, and Helen was just, you know, about a little, an hour or two older than Gertrude. So Helen got in there and started eating the cake. And she started enjoying the cake. She said, "Oh, this is so good. It's so wonderful." And they could hear Mother in the backyard talking to a neighbor. So they knew she was out there for a little while. And then Gertrude got the chance at the cake. Well, Gertrude is just very clumsy. And when she stuck her spoon in the cake, the whole cake fell over. And all the frosting all over every place. And Helen said, "Don't do that. They'll know we've been here." And so Helen takes her hands and takes the cake and turns it upright. Whereas meanwhile, her fingers are all in the cake. And Gertrude says, "It's all your fault. It's all your fault. You're older." And Helen says, "I am not. I'm only an hour older. What do you mean I'm older?" "Well, you're older. You're older." So Helen says, "All right. Let's put the piece back in there now." What difference did it make? You know, the cake was all full of fingerprints and everything else. But they put the piece back in there. And then they climbed off the stool, and they went in the bathroom. Well, they couldn't reach the sink. So they flushed the toilet, and then they washed their hands in the toilet so they would be all that chocolate off there and off their face. But they didn't notice the chocolate all on the front of their dresses. And so Mommy came in the house, and Mommy didn't notice the cake right away. But she noticed that her daughters looked kind of guilty. And then she saw on the front of their dresses this brown stuff. And she didn't even look at the cake. She said, "Sweethearts, have you been doing something you shouldn't do? And they said, yes, Mommy, we did. And she says, what did you do? We ate some of the cake that we weren't supposed to eat. Well, you know, I make that cake just for you. It's just for you, for your supper tonight. And it was just for you. Yes, Mommy, but we had to try it. Well, it's still just for you. And because you're so honest and standing up for what you said, 3.5 years old, you're fantastic. I'm proud of you. I will fix you a nice piece of cake right now with some ice cream. And Gertrude says, good, good, good. And Helen says, I can't eat anymore. I'm full. And so Gertrude had a piece of cake and some ice cream. And Helen looked on and she thought to herself, being the bigger sister is fun sometimes. Uh-oh. Do you know what's happening now? Here comes that Sandman. He's coming. You better grab your mommy and daddy now and hug them in your arms and snuggle them and give them a big smoochy kiss. Both of them. And tell your mom how much you love her. Tell your daddy how much you love him. And then you can put in a word to your mommy, I want some chocolate cake. And she'll understand. Now, your mommy tucks you in. Now it's ready to go to bed. That's the way little girls do it. Now you grab your doll and hold her tight in your arms. And the Sandman's going to drop some of his pixie dust right in your eyes. It doesn't hurt, but it sure feels good because, oh, you feel so tired and ready to go to sleep. And, you know, I'll be here again. I'll be here tomorrow night to tell you another story. So, you just have a lovely sleep. And until tomorrow, this is Mr. Candle. I love you. I love you. I love you.